We've got Bongo here. I always was under the impression that Bongo was a drum and not an animal. What have you got there?
It is, in fact, an animal. It's a large African antelope. All the pictures I saw of a bongo, it's laying down. It seems to be pretty lazy, and it's a huge animal, and so that kind of fits.
Okay, that's cool. So on that subject, are you planning to be sleeping, do you think, in the middle of the ride?
I hope not. We bought a crate of coffee cans. And we're going to be highly caffeinated through the night section. So hopefully we can keep going.
Nice. Do you have a target time then?
You know, I haven't done anything this long before. So I'm optimistically shooting for maybe somewhere around 36 hours.
Sounds good. What's the longest ride you've done before now?
Only 200 miles. So this is going to more than double what I've done before. So.
Well, I keep quoting other people, and I've been quoted this many times myself, that anything over 100 miles is just pure stubbornness, and you just keep on pedaling. Same experience, just keep on doing it.
Yeah, I think that's the way you do it. You just refuse to quit and see how it turns out.
Sure. Cool. Well, sounds like you've got the right sort of attitude. Any final comments?
Not really. I just hope that we can get through it. And thanks a lot to my team, Bernadette, and my mom, who's a nurse, and Gavin, who's coming out with me. And we'll see how it turns out.
Awesome. See you on the finish line. I have an idea what I'm doing with you guys. All right, what's up, guys? There's four sketchy characters standing in front of me. What are you guys? What are you doing? What are you playing at?
Wait, I didn't understand the question.
So there's a race. Are you doing that? Did you just happen to wander in upon this?
We wandered up to Santa Clarita and saw all these bikes around and just walked in. Heard something about food.
That's cool. So you just sort of wandered in on this thing and decided to do it. That's nice. Do you have a target time for that wandering in?
We're looking at 35 or 36 hours total. It's hard to calculate because of our downhill and flat speed is going to be pretty limited on fixed gears.
So you're all for doing fixed gear, right? It's to fit into the fixed gear relay team format.
Correct.
And tell me something about the gearing you guys are using. Let's take each of you in turn, gearing. I'd rather in gear inches if possible.
It's about 72 and a half gear inches for me. It's what I ride everywhere.
And give the kids at home your name and what stages you're doing.
I'm Megan, and I'm doing the first and fifth stages.
Okay.
My name is Matt. I forgot my calculator, but I'm running 44-16 gear. I'm doing the second and four stages after that, sixth. And I'm looking forward to it.
Brian, I'm running 44-16. I'm going fourth, Salisbury Jubilee in eighth.
Max, I'm running 42-16, I think, right now. And I'm doing Towns Pass and some other stage later on.
You were the member of the team that got tricked into that stage, huh? So what do bonobos usually eat in the wild, and how's your diet going to be reflecting that in the race?
Bonobos who live in the Congo in Africa, they eat a predominantly raw diet. We're going to be eating a vegan diet that's going to be chock full of fresh fruits and vegetables. We have bananas, apples, pears, avocados, dates, and other things. We have some secret weapons like bean and fake meat burritos.
The burrito tactic is a good one.
Yeah, bonobos, as far as I know, do not eat burritos.
Well, interesting. Any other comments? Are you all excited? Are you all scared?
Of mole cows, maybe.
Mole cows. Can you say a little more about mole cows?
Vicious, nasty beasts creep up when you least expect it.
Probably in the middle of the night when you're quite sleep deprived, I imagine.
Yeah, I imagine so. Yeah. Vast tunnels everywhere.
Deadly. Anything else? The non-wing that team.
We're glad to be here. We want to thank Chris and Adventure Corps and Morgan Goat BB for being here to do these interviews, and looking forward to hanging out and eating and doing some riding as well.
Nice. All right. Thanks, guys. Hopefully see you on the finish line before sunset. I got a fellow Brit with me here. You're a solo rider, right?
That's correct, yeah. 40 plus, 41 years old.
And your totem?
British Red Squirrel.
With the British explicitly there.
That's why I chose it. There we go. So I don't know, it's something about packing food in its mouths or something like that. We'll see what happens.
Are you new to this, or is this
first time this distance? But I've done Ironman and many triathlons and Boston Marathon this year and a bunch of other stuff. So it's another thing on the list for me to do this year.
Not something that's totally new to you then. It sounds like you have a lot of experience.
No. So it'd be nice to get it done though, and then on to the next, maybe Badwater next year or something.
Oh, just throw in Badwater, he casually states.
50. Got some stuff to do.
Any particular fears going on here?
Just not really. Just hope the wind doesn't pick up too much, and just keep it going. That's all. Just get it done.
Awesome. Well, sounds like you got the experience to back you up. So best of luck, and see you at the finish line.
Cheers. See you then.
Thanks.
You can buy me a pint. I'll buy you
one. All right. That suits me. So we got two guys in front of me here with Bumble Skipper t-shirts on. I'm presuming they're a two-person relay team. I was wondering if you guys could explain what a Bumble Skipper is.
A Bumble Skipper is a combination between a bumblebee and a mud skipper. Uh-huh. And everybody knows what a bumblebee is, but a mud skipper is a rather ugly fish that hangs around the mud flaps and is capable of slithering along in the mud. It doesn't actually swim, or it can swim, but it can also cruise around on mud.
And why? How did you plump on that as a totem?
Well, it's a two-person relay team, and we already had our separate totem, so we wanted to combine them, and that's how we arrived at Bumble Skipper.
Okay, so you're both experienced with the course as solos or as other relay teams?
As solos, yeah.
Nice. So you're all pretty experienced, ready to go. What section are you looking forward to the most, each of you?
The car section.
Yeah, I think riding in the car and having a break will be the best section for sure. But I think I think some of the night riding through Death Valley with the full moon is going to be pretty incredible. And I always enjoy going up Towns Pass. It's a pretty incredible experience.
Awesome. Well, how you guys do well, and see you out on the road. Any last comments?
Well, we're just here to gain weight. Since the ones previously were here to lose weight, we're here to gain weight as a two-man team.
Awesome. Right. Great, guys. See you on the road. We've got a four-person team here. Can you say something about yourselves and what your totem is?
We're Team Chinook, and we're from Kennewick, Washington.
Okay, bit of a different scenery over in Washington, I hear. Are you prepared for the desert, do you think?
We live on the desert side of Washington, so it's not too much different.
Okay, fair enough. I'm British. I don't know what I'm talking about. who's taking the Towns Pass section?
Excited? Nervous.
are you gonna be ready, do you think?
Yes, I'll be ready. I may have to walk, but I'll get to the top.
Do you guys have a time target?
46
hours.
So that's the time limit for teams, right? You think you'll do it?
We're hoping to.
Yeah, you guys look like you're ready.
Good.
And the final question I always ask everyone, what are you guys eating?
Gatorade. Just Gatorade?
Enduralite. Enduralites.
Coke. Cheese.
Some of the Hammer products. Perpetuum.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good, guys. Sounds like you all look quietly confident, so I hope to see you on the finish line.